Elaine from Enchanted Yoga here. Today, we're going to learn a three-part breath, or yogic breath, where we're going to bring breath into our body, just like we're filling up a glass of water. So we're going to start at the bottom of the glass, which is the tummy. Then we're going to fill up our ribs. And then we're going to keep on breathing up towards our chest until we breathe out. This breathing is really lovely to calm down and focus the mind. You can do it at any time of the day. It's great in the morning just to ground yourself before you start the day. It's a really lovely way to calm down and have a little pause in the middle of the day, especially at the moment where kids are at home and out of their schedule. It might be nice to play a little game with the breath. So for example, you could put a teddy bear on their tummy and see if they can watch the tummy surf the beautiful teddy bear up and down on their tummy as they fill their tummy and their ribs and their chest up with air. It's also a lovely way to end the day, to just clear the mind and breathe. Fill the body with lovely, clean oxygen. Help all those essential organs do their job with beautiful oxygen coming around their body. Okay, so let's begin. I want you to find a comfortable position. That could either be a comfortable seated position, so maybe cross-legged, or maybe kneeling with either leg on either side of a cushion, or maybe you're lying down and relaxing in Shavasana, which is lying on your back, looking up at the ceiling with your shoulders open back and down, and your hands, the palm of your hands facing the ceiling, and your legs and feet just ever so slightly apart. I want you to breathe in and out when you're comfortable and just start noticing your breath. Bring your attention to your breathing. If you find yourself distracted, that's okay, that's totally normal. But just for now, I want you to see if you can focus your mind just on your breathing. If other thoughts come into your mind, I want you to bring your attention back to the inhale and the exhales as if they were clouds floating by. I want you to take a deep inhale through your nose and let a long exhale out through the nose. Take a deep inhale through your nose and see if you can notice. Is it cooler when you breathe in? And is the air warmer when you breathe out? On each inhale, I want you to fill your tummy up with your breath. Make it expand like a balloon with all the air that you're taking in. And when you breathe out, I want you to expel or breathe out all the air from the belly through your nose. Pull your tummy button back towards your back, towards your spine, as if you're squeezing all the air out. And let's keep going three times with this, okay? So take a deep breath in through your nose and let a long breath out, again through the nose. Every time you breathe in, I want you to fill your tummy up with breath. So make sure that tummy is nice and relaxed and you're not holding on to it. And then just breathe out from your tummy the whole way out through your nose. If you have a cold, it's totally okay to breathe in through your mouth and out through your mouth. But it is nicer to breathe in through your nose and out through your nose because it's nice and calming. So I want you to take another deep inhale through your nose and let a nice long exhale out through the nose. Remember, I want you to fill your tummy up with your breath. And when you breathe out, I want you to expel all the air out from your tummy through your nose, pulling your tummy button back towards your spine to make sure that all the breath is gone out of your belly. Let's do it again. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let a long breath out through the nose. Fill your belly up with your breath, expanding it like a balloon, and then breathe it out, pulling your tummy button back towards your spine, making sure that your tummy is empty of air. Well done. On the next inhale, I want you to fill your tummy up with air, and then when your tummy is full, I want you to take just a little bit more breath in and let the air expand into your rib cage, causing your ribs to widen apart. And when you breathe out, I want you to let the air go first from your rib cage, letting the ribs slide closer together, and then from your tummy, drawing your tummy button back towards the spine. Let's do that again. So fill your tummy up with air, and then when your tummy's full, I want you just to sip in an extra little bit of breath and let that breath expand into your rib cage, making your ribs widen apart. Then when you breathe out, I want you to let the air go first from your rib cage, letting those ribs side together, and then from your tummy, drawing your belly button back towards the spine. Let's do it again. So breathe in to your tummy. When it's full, take another little sip of air down into your ribs, and then let it go. Out from the ribs, then your tummy. Well done. And now, on the next inhale, I want you to fill your tummy and your rib cage up with air. Then sip just a tiny little bit more air in and let it fill the upper chest. So where your heart is, the whole way up to your collarbone. So just near your shoulders, okay? So it's going to cause the area around the heart to expand and rise. And as you're breathing out, I want you to let the breath go from this area, the chest, then the ribs, then your tummy. Let's do that again, will we? So as you breathe in, fill your belly and your rib cage, and then sip in just a little bit more air into your chest. And then let it go through your chest, through your rib cage, and pulling in your belly button, squeezing all the air out from your tummy. Well done. Continue to breathe just like this. But what I want you to do now is to really see if you can notice it. So put one hand on your chest and the other on your tummy. And I want you to use your hands to notice how each part of your body rises and falls as you breathe slowly in and out. I want you to continue to breathe at your own pace, so that eventually this just happens really smoothly without pausing. In to the down to the tummy, then the ribs, then the chest, out from the chest and the ribs and the tummy. And just continue to breathe until it just comes naturally to you. If your eyes aren't already closed, I want you to close them now. And I want you just to go inside for the last three-part breath. Well done. Did you notice how your tummy and your chest were like a wave when you breathed in and out? I'm sure they were like the sea as the water comes in and out. Your body would have moved up and down as the air went in and out. Now, when you're ready, I want you to wrinkle your nose and wiggle your toes. I want you to wiggle your fingers. I want you to maybe do some lovely circles with your ankles and your wrists. And then just enjoy a lovely stretch and oh, maybe a lovely yawn. Oh, a yawn is lovely, isn't it? Stretch your hands above your head and stretch in one direction and the other. Stretch your legs out, stretch your hands out. I hope you're feeling lovely and calm now. And I want you to bring this sensation and feeling of calmness into whatever you're going to do. So if you're going to go into the day, I want you to bring it with you in a little bag of happiness in your heart into the day. And if you're going to sleep, I want you just to enjoy that sense of calm that you have now. And just relax as you go to sleep. Thank you for listening. Namaste.